This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, whatever it is you're doing to get the message out. Whatever it takes for you, you know, just to make sure, right, that people understand really what's going on there. You know, I've been hearing a lot over and over and over again over the last week or two, some of the talks I've been given, places I'm up to, that people aren't aware of some of the things going on. Right? I mean, they really don't understand. Again, just taking the Roe versus Wade. Abortion is not illegal in this country. They make it sound like it is. That's the road they're going down. They love painting the picture. But it's just flat out not true. And so, unless you're getting the message out there along with me, I can't do it alone. You guys need to get the information you get, verify it, make sure I'm telling you the truth. Obviously, you know I would never lie to you intentionally. But make sure you're getting the truth. And then step out on it. Fight for it. You know, I started, so somebody this week, who I know, not a close friend, but I know them, I had given a speech and talked about how we're still afraid to be Republicans. I mean, think about that. We're cowering. We're cowering like the gay community cowered in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. They didn't want to come out of the closet because they knew they would have been ridiculed or beaten. And I don't suggest there's no way that you, as a human being, should beat another human being for something they think or what have you. Unless we're talking about like the Adolf Hitlers of the world. Right? And now, as I was saying, you know, I joke around about how Christians ran into the closet when the gay community came out. But this isn't right. This is not what we're supposed to be doing. You need to stick up for what you believe. You need to stick up and not be afraid to speak it. You don't browbeat anybody with it, but you don't have a problem speaking it. And that's kind of my issue right now. The cowards. So anyway, after I gave my speech and talked about the founding fathers and what they were willing to give up and what we're not willing to give up for what they died for, he came up and he said, "Man, you know, I wish I could be as courageous as you are. I wish I had the courage you had." I said, "You do. You just let the fear overtake the courage you have. I have fear too. I don't let it dominate me. Right? Because usually if you're afraid, you're afraid because you don't know what the outcome is. You're afraid because maybe you've been bit before by that thing. You're afraid that people are going to think you're a lunatic. Well, it's too late. There's plenty of people who already believe me to be a lunatic. I am okay with that. Seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And we just need to get informed and fight back. Okay, a popular rapper wears a crown of thorns, covers himself. That's ridiculous. Covers himself in blood to protest the overturn of Roe. I guess the rapper's name is Kendrick Lamar. He used his platform to protest the overturning of Roe versus Wade by wearing a crown of thorns. And I guess if you want to go to the letter of the law, the letter of the word, yes, the Roe versus Wade decision was overturned. But it was overturned in a fashion that says, hey, it was never our decision to make. It goes back to the states. In his display over the weekend, it appears that Lamar was comparing women who will not be able to legally kill their babies to Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. My God, what a difference. Those babies being killed are not being killed for your salvation. They're being killed because the person that has them has no time for them, no business, doesn't want them. Right? Anyway, before performing his song, Savior, the rapper told the crowd, I wear this crown, they judge Christ, they judge you, they judge Christ. Had no idea what that means. Fake blood rained over Lamar as he began singing the lyrics. Once the song ended, everyone on stage froze. Lamar repeatedly chanted, Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Where is that coming from? What's that all about? Seriously. Now, Lamar's not the only crazy musician that's outraged. Did you hear this? What was that singer, Pink? Anybody who doesn't believe in Roe versus Wade, stop listening to your music. Well, I'm good. I don't even own any of her music. I never did like her anyway. I mean, not the person. I didn't like her music. I don't know anything about her. Lamar's not the only famous musician. He's outraged by the Supreme Court decision. Right? You've got a whole bunch of them speaking up now like anybody really cares. Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong announced that he would renounce his citizenship from the U.S. as real. Yeah, go. See you later. Have fun. I mean, he may be one of the first people I trust. How many of these people said they were going to leave if Trump was voted as president? They're still here. Why didn't they go? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I'm back. Hopefully. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. More and more, these celebrities, we were talking about the rapper, Kendrick Lamar. No, I think of that name, I think of Hedy Lamarr from Blazing Saddles, but I digress. The rapper, he wears a crown of thorns and covers himself in blood to protest. Now, here's the ironic thing about it. And I'm going to get religious with you guys for a second. He's trying to portray Jesus, right? Like Jesus is upset about this. Now, Jesus said, bring the little children unto me, but he didn't say in pieces and cut up. right? We're supposed to protect those children. He specifically says, if we cause one of these kids to turn away from him, if we cause one of these kids harm, it would be better than a millstone. I'm giving you the Job version, sorry. I'm very close to the Medea version. But it'd be better than a millstone be put around their neck and them thrown in the river. You guys know what a millstone is? Do you know how heavy it is? You know what it does? Right? It grinds. You know, you hear a millstone, you think it's a wood mill, but no. It grinds wheat. It grinds wheat to a fine powder. Do you know how heavy those stones have to be to do that? And there has to be two of them, and they're extremely dense. Extremely. Right? I love it. These people need to pay attention. Seriously. One of the Dems that went crazy today on Facebook, she was going back and forth. I was watching. It was almost like she was fighting with those little demons in herself. Right? Talking about how when when religion and government come together, she's upset about the coach thing. When religion and government come together, it's when you have people dying in the streets. Doesn't work out well for the people in the streets. As we saw during the Roman time, which I thought was hilarious. And if she would do her homework, she talked about it being, the Dark Ages, too. She brought up that as well. And if she do the homework, she would find out none of that had to do with religion, so to speak. Right? You want to get to the religious part of the whole Jesus thing in the time of the Romans. The Bible's specific. It wasn't the Romans that killed Jesus. It wasn't the Jews that killed Jesus. It was Satan that killed Jesus, got him killed. We'll put it that way. And that's why I always say it the same way. I always go, look, read that Bible. Don't just make comment because you think it makes sense or it sounds right or something. I don't even know how to say it. But you move on from there. You talk about the Dark Ages. They would have blamed that on ignorance of people who gave up on science. It's not true at all. That whole thing happened. It went down the way it went down. For a lot of reasons. The reasons that people and kids weren't being taught anymore is because of what was going on in and around the countries. And what was that? How long was that? 700 years or something? Look, I'm not an expert here. I don't know everything about everything. But when stuff like this comes out and I go look into it, if you would, I come back knowing, understanding, knowing, reading. And I don't just read Christian publications or right-wing publications. This was the ignorance of the people as a whole. Just crazy. Well, thank God Kristi Noem is suing Biden for canceling Mount Rushmore fireworks. That's right. I love her. No, I mean, I may not want her as president, really. Not sure. But the fact that she's willing to push back, fight, and do what she needs to do. This didn't cause a problem last time. See, this is too patriotic for them. In years gone by, I've done articles where they've actually come out and said that Independence Day, the 4th of July, is actually, it's a Republican holiday. That's great. I love it. Noem said that they're being very punitive. We jumped through all the hoops. We've checked all the boxes. We've met the requirements of the permit that we need to host it. And he's just denying it to be punitive because he doesn't like me or the decisions we're making in the state. She's a Republican governor. So I'm suing him in federal court over it. And we will win because we're right. Now think about it. If they have done everything they need to do. Right? They've fallen in line and done everything they need to do. This shouldn't be an issue. I think more and more of these mayors, governors, whatever it takes, need to keep taking the feds to court, need to keep taking their states to court when they overstep. Note that the Biden administration's refusal to give the permit for the fireworks will crush the state's tourist industry. National Park Service cited the COVID-19 pandemic, wildfire risks, opposition from tribal partners, environmental concerns, and all kinds of garbage as to why they won't allow it. NPS in March, the National Park Service, they denied Nome's permit application for 22 fireworks. The state permit application was submitted through the South Dakota Department of Tourism, requested a special event to occur at Mount Rushmore. Right, fireworks are viewed by multiple tribes as an adverse effect on the traditional cultural landscape. The NPS letter also cited conflicting schedules as the agency plans to host a patriotic Independence Day celebration in 2022, unreasonable interference with visitor services, basically closing to the public of the memorial and possible damages to the park because of the increased fire threat. Right. It's just amazing. I mean, no, seriously, just amazing. They know better. They know better. The governor's probably all set and ready to make sure that nothing will happen, because you know you can't guarantee that nothing will happen. But they'll be ready for whatever happens. They'll be ready to knock it down fast, do what they have to do. Anyway, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the... it just never stops. The Satanists, they now claim that they have a religious right to abortion. It's, I guess, in their scripture. And so they're fighting back. They're going to go to the Supreme. We're going to try to go to the Supreme Court with this as well. You know, that religious freedom and all that. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Every option is on the table. That's according to President Joe Biden's top health official on Tuesday, referring to women's access to abortion. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down Roe v. Wade, the administration said it would work to ensure that medication abortions remain available and family planning care is protected. While the decision gets sorted out in the courts, 10 state attorneys general have announced that abortion is now effectively illegal in their states, while 13 states have trigger laws that enable states to enforce abortion bans already on the books. Disgraced socialite Ghislaine Maxwell will spend 20 years in jail for decades of abuse after grooming dozens of girls for pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The 60-year-old lured vulnerable teenagers for the multimillionaire to abuse at his various properties. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Not kind of, sort of. Actually truly being. So I do appreciate the time that being with us and paying attention. All right. As I said, kind of teased you before we went out, the Satanists now say that they're entitled to abortion. It's a religious right. It's part of their right. So we will take steps to ensure our members do not have to endure hindrances. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday overturned it. We think it's faulty. But that doesn't mean that there's no more abortion. It just means the states will be allowed to regulate it. So I don't understand what the problem is, right? But one group claims to be exempt from all those rules. Satanic Temple issued a statement after the court ruling was released. It insisted that it's recognized by the IRS as a religion, and since it is, it considers abortion as a religious ritual. So these procedures must be allowed under federal law. The temple members should be permitted a religious exemption to perform TSC's religious abortion ritual. Wow. And states that continue to provide abortion services will take steps, including legal action, to ensure our members do not have to endure hindrances to access it. That includes waiting periods and necessary medical procedures. In addition, we will continue to demand that states do not require medical practitioners to withhold medical information, or that patients are not forced to bury or cremate fetal remains. Now, why would that be a problem? What are they going to do, stuff them and put them on the mantle somewhere? Right? Listen. That patients, this is the part that makes me nuts, are not forced to bury or cremate fetal remains. So what do you do with them? They want to sell them? I mean, you have to think about it. Do they want to sell them? Lastly, the states that require mandatory abortion counseling documents will be providing our own counseling, which we are demanding be recognized by states as a valid alternative. It cited the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which requires government to operate in a way that least burdens religious practices. We'll have to sue those states to affirm our civil rights, but the law is clear. We have a right. Right? It's just amazing, isn't it? The group said first we'll be suing the Food and Drug Administration for unrestricted access to abortion drugs. The temple said it's researching the possibility of setting up its own religious abortion facilities. The Gateway pundit, a commentary earlier, said that Choose Your Side, the Satanic Temple, joined Democrats in their battle against the Supreme Court ruling. Yeah, it just this stuff is just crazy. It never stops. Right? I mean, it just never stops. What's this obsession with the Democrats wanting to take life? I'm trying to work this away. So, there's no outrage over what's happening in Chicago, Seattle. Women are being raped. Numbers don't lie. The numbers are up for rape, murder. The majority of it, I'm sorry to say, is black-on-black crime. Right? And when I say majority, I don't mean 51%. I'm talking in the 90 percentiles. But they don't have a problem with that. Apparently, they're good when the black person kills a black person. It's cool. It's all right. Not a problem. Right? But when a white person kills a black person, even if it's justified, no, we can't have it. They care about women so much that rape is up 80% in, I think it was New York. What are they doing about it? Well, let's defund the police. That's what you should do about it. Do you understand? You can't drink, smoke, or snort enough coke to have any of this fall in line and make sense. This has to be in their DNA. I don't get it. I would love for them to call the show and have an open, honest conversation about these things. It is totally confusing. They also went on to say that claim that killing an unborn baby in an abortion is a religious ritual similar to communion or baptism for Christians. I do not know how they do that one. So let me see. In communion, we're killing somebody? I'd love to know what they mean by that. It just shows you the ignorance of what they don't know about the religion. Right? They don't know what we believe. They don't really understand that for the vast majority of Christians, they really do believe. You know what they're saying. They really do believe that a God exists. They really do believe they have to answer to God. Right? Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. It's the only way you make a difference. Well, I guess we're done with her. She used to be, I won't say one of my sweethearts, but she was one that I always appreciated when she was younger. Valerie Bertinelli came out today and said that she just hates Christians. That's all there is to it. So she hates America and she hates Christians. Bertinelli, whose only discernible skill is boiling eggs, announced on social media that we are not the greatest country in the world. She was fuming over the Supreme Court decision to let New Yorkers enjoy the same Second Amendment rights that the rest of the world enjoy. The majority of Americans want stricter gun laws and more access to health care, she wrote. See, it's not true. Most Americans aren't well-versed in what gun laws already are. They're not understanding that the laws we have right now aren't being enforced. So they're They're not having a problem with a background check. They're not having a problem with things that, frankly, already exist in most cases. So you don't really need stricter gun laws. You need the gun laws. You need them to be upheld. Can't do that when you don't have enough cops to do it, though. And more access to health care. That's not what she means. You know what she means. More access to abortion. Right? And that's why we're not the greatest country. Because we won't kill our kids. Right? And we won't change the Second Amendment. Those two things make us no longer the greatest country in the world. Right? She reiterated the part about the United States not being the greatest country in the world. I'm not being unreasonable here. If she's not unhappy living in the land of the free, she's more than welcome to renounce her citizenship and leave. We don't shoot people for leaving. We don't require they get special permission to leave, like other countries do. Maybe she should relocate to Saudi Arabia and see how that happens, how that works out for her. Women can't even leave the kitchen, let alone anything else, you know what I'm saying? The majority of Americans want stricter gun laws and more access to health care. The minority of white Christian nationalists run our country. And we are not Christian in any sense of the word. We are not the greatest country in the world. Well, there goes. I'm done with her. Not that anybody cares. Not that even she cares. Right? But you have to look at it. You have to, again, a well-known, I don't want to call her a celebrity, but whatever. A well-known celebrity. You notice that this is mostly out of the Hollywood world, right? Come on, think about it. All these Hollywoodites, they've got all the answers. They know better than you. They're smarter than you. Some of them haven't even graduated from high school themselves. Their only claim to fame is they know how to fake being somebody they're not. Right? They're acting. They're acting to be somebody they're not. It's just amazing. Joe with Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Jovis is your host. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, somebody sent me a note, and the rapper who wore the crown of thorns. And the question was asked, think about this. Would they have done this? I don't want to say it's blasphemy, okay? It is a slap in the face of most Christians, if you would. Would they have done this 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago? Do they have any more respect for us whatsoever? Because it seems like they don't. And not just us, I should say us. It seems like the only religion they have any respect for or afraid of is the Muslims. Right? But when it comes to Christians, I guess we're just totally open season all the time. You don't even require a permit to hunt us. But really, one of the most sacred things in the Christian religion, in the Catholic religion, or in Christ-centered religions, the suffering that Christ went through with the thorn of crowds, right? Being beat, bloodied, and then nailed to the cross. And they find it okay to make fun of this. And then we let them get away with. And on top of all of that, we buy, Christians buy his music. So you deserve what you get. Right? If you're struggling with your belief system, it's because you don't really believe what it is you say you do. It's amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Right? Now, if I massacre her name, don't write me 15 times and tell me I did. Okay, I'm not interested. Is it Ghislaine Maxwell? She's been sentenced to 20 years for prison for sex trafficking. I want the, you know what? She can get off scot-free. I would let her out in a moment if she would give us the name of every person that was involved in that whole sex scenario down there on the island, and the girls by name that were abused. Give them up, give the story, and prove it. Seriously. I would forego her 20-year prison sentence. She was convicted of sex trafficking, transportation of a minor to participate in illegal sex acts, jet-setting socially. She once consorted with royals, presidents, billionaires to bring them into this sex island thing. Now, Epstein had a heck of a lot more acquaintances than the one or two we hear about. Right? Or the one or two girls we hear about. So it's amazing that this is all, out of all of this, this is all we're going to get, right? And there's so much more here. And Epstein, where's his notes? Where's the notes from his interrogation? Where's the notes from when he was questioned by the FBI and others? Wouldn't that be great to know? Wouldn't it be great to have? What do you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. AOC is off, you know, I shouldn't say she's off again, right? She's always off. So there's no reason to say she's off again. She demanded that abortion clinics be put on federal lands in red states. Because, you know, they'll always be red. Especially if they keep cheating the way they do. I mean, just brain dead. And God bless. In the wake of the Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case last week, ALC has been urging protesters, voters, and federal government to rise to the occasion and protect the abortion rights in the United States. In a speech she gave on the night of the decision, she presented the idea that the U.S. government, well, they could get around red state laws by banning together, right, and having the abortion clinics put on federal land. Now, these were, obviously, she's in front of a pro-abortion group. She said, I'll start with the babiest of the babiest of baby steps. Wow. I'll open abortion clinics on federal lands in red states right now. Yeah, sure, okay. For good measure, she added, right now. Think about that. The crowd was screaming, you know, these demonic. Well, look at, I'm not talking about the people that are in a position in their life. Maybe they make a decision out of fear. Maybe they make a decision in any way they do. I'm not going to that. But when you've got these people actively promoting it, abortion anywhere, anyhow, on demand, without apology, no matter what, that's just murder. That's just the most self-centered way of looking at this. Seriously. You know, maybe we should start, I don't know, I'm trying to be as whacked as they are, okay? But maybe we should start finding the guy or charging him or going after him for the money she has to pay for the abortion. Or the government has to pay for the abortion, for that matter. You know why I think that's a good idea? Because if some of these guys knew they had to pay for this, and it was coming out of their pocket, they'd make sure they had protection now, wouldn't they? Right? Maybe take their driver's license away or whatever. Because that's all I ever hear from the left is that, oh, so you're giving the guys a walk. No, I'm not. You know, the whole thing, it takes two to tango. They're right. But, I mean, seriously, look it. You've known this since you were a teenager. Unless we're talking about rape, right, or abuse along those lines, it takes two, and the woman takes the brunt of the crap to begin with. Right? You sleep with these crap heads, and that's what they are. Any guy that won't step up to take care of his baby, or at least fight for his baby, is a crap head. Not crackhead, crap head. And maybe we need to teach our daughters that they're more valuable than just a piece of meat to have sex with. Maybe we should be working harder in that area. I don't know. I'm not the expert here. But since her speech, she's made a whole bunch of other remarks defending Roe versus Wade. The decision, she went on to say that this decision and this policy will kill people, no matter what their spin is. Really? In what way? No, I'm curious, in what way? They're not going to go back to coat hangers. They're not going to go back to, there'll still be the chemical abortion pills available. They can go to another state and get it if they really want it. Right? Even Democrats, you know, I love it, like when Valerie Bertinelli said that the majority of Americans, it's not true. The majority of Americans have said that abortion in the first trimester probably is not a big deal. Because they don't know what it is. They haven't seen it. See, I think if these guys are really honest and really true, but do you know what they want? Right? They tell you that this is okay, it's just a blob of cells, not a big deal, but now they're actually saying it's a baby. Well, if that's the case, maybe we should push the fact that you have to watch on video, in your biology class, you have to watch an abortion take place. And I say that not just to scare the girls, but let the boys see what they're involved with. Right? We used to hear, all the time, we used to hear how, you know, use a condom, it makes sex safe, and it avoids unwanted pregnancies, and avoids unwanted diseases, and now you only hear about the diseases. And even that's far and few between. Right? If you really look at it, the Democrats' view on abortion is way too extreme. Actually, no limits. And that's just wrong. Joe Pags tweeted, I'll never understand, ever understand, why a group of women would cheer and applaud the killing of an unborn baby. It's literally, literally a sickness. He's right. When you look at it that way, he's right. When you see AOC up there anywhere, anytime, we should make it available, we should pay. I don't want to pay for an abortion. Why should I be stuck doing that? And don't give me that credit, well, you're one of those Republicans, you won't even take care of the baby after it's born. That's not true. But I'd like the person responsible for creating that baby to be gone after first to pay for the baby they created. Right? I mean, really? Joe Pesci, your host, always a pleasure. A lot coming up in the next hour. You're stuck with me again. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Qualify.